Did you know that where markets are concerned, it's not easy to detect the difference between objective and subjective reality, or between reality and fantasy? The business's view of the consumer has serious bottom line implications. At Plus 94 Research, we help businesses cut through the uncertainty by gathering and processing real consumer intelligence through advanced scientific research methodologies. Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele, a show that matches business mentees with exceptional mentors to provide the skills and knowledge to navigate the entrepreneurial journey. Beyond Mentorship is brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Every good evening and welcome to Beyond Mentorship program here at 101.9 High FM. My name is Nimrod Mbele. Thanks for tuning in on this glorious evening. Can you believe it? It's already third week of November, and you know, festive season is kicking relatively quicker than we thought. Guess what? I've been expecting it, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I hope you have worked so hard over the past 11 months, so to speak, and you are ready. Just a quick reflection based on, you know, before we get into the gist of our issues. I'm not sure if you picked up that the Standard & Poor have decided to revise the South African ratings outlook to a positive, and obviously amidst the improved economic climate, as it were. One of the biggest challenge has been the energy supply, which has been positive, which obviously has contributed immensely in the positive outlook. In as much as we are not out of the junk status, so to speak, because we're currently sitting at subminimal level, I think it does provide a huge opportunity for South Africa to bounce back. In my view, this is obviously a vote of confidence in the South Africa's economic reform agenda. We obviously need to look at how we can improve or fast-track the momentum so that we're able to give the rating agencies, we all know that we are indebted as a country, and the amount of money we spend on interest rates, which could have been spent elsewhere, it's a big challenge. So we obviously welcome this kind of news every time when you hear that the rating agency's posture regarding economic outlook, it's more stable, which means we are obviously going there. But anyway, that's not the point. I just wanted to flag that because I think that's very important. It's good news, actually. Before you get anyway to the gist of our conversation, let me express my gratitude to Craig Crathery, who's on the controller. He's doing all the right things to interface with the commercial world as we have to pay our bills from time to time. And also want a special thank to Betsy, who is a producer of the show. Thank you very much, Betsy, for lining up colleagues that are ready to give us their food for thought in terms of entrepreneurial journey. As we proceed, if you miss any of previous conversation, not to worry, simply go to our website, retrieve any of the podcasts and share with us. And on that note, I'm inclined to indicate that I had a very interesting conversation with Terry Marcel, who's the founder of Global Talent Acquisition Specialist. It was very thought-provoking conversation, which I think, and I know that, it has been of value to you. We also had another interesting conversation with Alison Vive, who's a multi award-winning entrepreneur and a transformation coach. That too was an amazing conversation, which I think has made an indelible mark, and you certainly picked up pockets of excellence from that, you're about to apply them in your own private or business spaces. If there are any views that you want to share with us, do not hesitate. Our SMS line is 061-895-1019. And of course, your views and thoughts are most welcome via my X handle, which is _@DrMbele. In today's conversation, we are unpacking the entrepreneurial journey of a mentee and a mentor. And in that regard, Koketjo Lahal, I hope I'm pronouncing his surname properly, who is the founder of Keys Fashions Planet, as well as a mentee, Azole Zuzani. I hope I'm also pronouncing his surname correctly. He's a mentee. They will be joining us and giving us their food for thought in terms of what has been entrepreneurial journey looked like? In our second installment of the show, I'll be joined by Professor John Foster-Pedderly, who is a dean and director at the Henley Business School. John and I will talk about the implication of mismanagement of funds in the small businesses and how it impacts on the survival rate of businesses. Without any waste of time, let me take this opportunity to welcome Kokecho Chakala, who is the founder of K's Fashion. Good evening. Welcome, Kokecho, to Beyond Mentorship.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the warm welcome.
You're most welcome. Let me also take this opportunity to welcome Azole Zuzani, who is a co-founder of Eatery World, who is a mentee in the context of our conversation. You're welcome, Azole.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for welcoming me.
You're most welcome. If you've just joined us, Kokecho Chakala, who is the founder of Key Fashion Planet, in the context of the Africa Tycoon, an organization that we all know that recently celebrated its 30th anniversary and making a decade of impactful work in the youth development and community development. I mean, through their Cradle to Career model, which obviously was championed back then as early as 1994 by Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris, as well as Dr. Betty Labner. They've certainly changed the landscape of education, especially in the context of youth development. So we'll hear more from Kokecho as he's a mentor located or attached to Africa Tycoon. Kokecho, without any waste of time, I have obviously given a preload by making reference to Africa Tycoon, an organization that I know very well. I know its leaders very well. I've worked with them, and I still do. I just want to put it out there that this is an organization that I know and I appreciate and really love based on the work that they're doing. Who is Kokecho Chakala?
Okay, Kokecho Chakala is an entrepreneur. He's also a young boy, grew up in a village, small village in Limpopo called Kampahlele, particularly in Mashiti. So that's who I am.
Don't be comical with words, but let's take a break. When you come back, just relax. This is going to be a very powerful conversation, and I'm looking forward to hear more about who is Kokecho. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a second.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back to Beyond Mentorship. Nimrod Mbele here, and I'm joined by Kokecho Chakala, who is the founder of Key Fashion's Planet, who is a mentor. And he'll give us his views in terms of how the mentorship program that he's obviously doing in relation to or supporting Azole Zuzani, who is a co-founder of Eatery. And we essentially unpacking the entrepreneurial journey of a mentor and mentee. If you've got any thoughts, I'm sure you do. Our SMS line is 061-895-1019. And of course, your thoughts are most welcome via the X handle, which is _@DrMbele. Before we took that ad break, you were giving us a bit of who is Kokecho. Other than that, an entrepreneur from Hamatala in the north, in Limpopo, what else can you tell us about who you are before we, give an opportunity to Azole Zuzani?
Okay, Kokecho, as I've mentioned, I'm an entrepreneur. Again, to emphasize on it, I just grew up as those of kids who are just curious in the terms of entrepreneurship. I used to be just like those kids who used to sell sweets, biscuits, and those likes at schools. And then after my high schools, I was able to enroll with Tshwane University of Technology, where I learned my higher certificate in accountancy, diploma in accounting, and BTEC in cost management accounting. After graduating from there, I was someone who is interested in indulging in the entrepreneurship world, but I didn't have much experience. So while I was searching, I got along Africa Tycoon organization. So with this organization, this is whereby they also assisted in opening up the entrepreneurial world for me. What is it like? How is it? How to go around it? And how do you go around registering businesses and everything like that? Like back in the days, I used to think maybe it costs like maybe 5,000, 10,000 for someone to register their business. But with the knowledge that I got from this organization, Africa Tycoon, I was able to see the costs that are involved in registering a business, the costs that are involved in marketing your business. And they were also able to register my first business, which is Case Fashion Planet, on my behalf after attending their business training.
So that's quite interesting. How did you get to know about Africa Tycoon? Let's, you know, are you able to tell us? Was it because you got it through a friend, or read in the newspapers, or saw it in TV, you saw pamphlets, you went to... Just tell us more about how did you get to know about Africa Tycoon?
So with Africa Tycoon, I got engaged in it while I was scrolling on Facebook. Okay. I saw some interesting business training thing about it on Facebook. Then I was like, oh, okay, let me see this organization. I applied and I got a call to come at Alexandra Putadichava Center.
Okay. So you're armed with a diploma. What is your discipline in terms of academic qualification? So you've got a diploma in what?
In accounting.
In accounting. Okay, that's good, because and that leads to my next follow-up question. Perhaps maybe this is the right time to bring your colleague in the name of Azole Zuzane. Azole, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for having me again.
Who is Azole, if somebody were to ask?
Azole is a young entrepreneur who was born in Cape Town in a small township called Khayelitsha. And I moved to Alexandra in 2016 and went to high school. I graduated high school and then I went to college, where I dropped out and I pursued my dream of being an entrepreneur, which was inspired by my parents who used to work before actually being self-employed. But they had nothing to show while they were working. But then after they started being self-employed, they were able to build us a house, buy cars, which they used to stock. And then I was inspired from there. From an early age, I knew that I wanted to become my own boss. So after dropping out from college, with an idea of becoming a businessman, but I didn't know where to start or how to start. So I went to Africa Tycoon to look for opportunities. Then from there, they told us about Business Summit, but unfortunately it was already closed. So we entered into a program for 3 months, a work readiness program. After that, we were given a job to become facilitators at one of the centers in Alexandra, Putadichava. So we worked there for a period of 4 months, saving money to start a business. After that, we resigned and started Itari World.
No, that's quite interesting insight indeed. We'll follow up with you, Aziza, because you made some very interesting point about you dropping off and the fact that you were inspired by your parents, who were employees at some point, but from your perspective, you did not see any value in them being employed. But they, as soon as you became self-employed as an entrepreneur, you'll tell us what is it that they did as entrepreneurs. They're able to fend for you, for the family. They even got to a point of buying a baki, which is a very useful insight that you've shared with. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is Beyond Mentorship with Dr. Nimrod Mbele. It's brought to you with the compliments of Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Mentorship. My name is Nimrod Nabel. It is now 90 minutes past. I'm 6 o'clock and I'm having very interesting conversations with my esteemed guest. Right? Esteemed guest? In the form of Kokecho Tlhakgala, who is a founder of Key Fashion Planet, as well as Azole Zuzane, who is a mentee and a co-founder of Itari World. Before we took that short break, we got a very interesting insight from Azole, and in most instances we know that entrepreneurship is always a thought after. You know, entrepreneurship is not a business. It's not a thought as a priority. And people go to business because they fail in academia, they fail in TVET, they fail, you know. But we learn some very good insights. And to your point, Azuzo, this is quite inspiring, the fact that you're able to see that your parents were self-employed, but they did not make as much as they did when they became self-employed. And this is where your journey started, okay? That's a very useful point. Okay, you are now a mentor. You are mentoring Azol. Am I correct? Take me through your relationship. When you meet Azol on a date, what does mentorship from your perspective means? As you go, kids. Let me just contextualize my question, Kokis, because you are always in fashion. That's your core business. That's where your passion is, right? And Azole, you are in eatery world. I presume that you are in catering type of environment, hospitality, that kind of environment. I'm not sure if I'm correct. Let me know if I am interpreting your business as I should. So when you look at, you know, hospitality more broadly, when you look at and fashion or fashion world, these are more like, you know, pull apart. So you as a mentor, so take me through your relationship with your mentee in the name of Azola first. What do you guys talk about?
Let me just begin with how we met. So with how we met, particularly, we knew each other through Africa Tycoon.
Uh-huh.
So that's where we got to know each and every one of our strengths and their weaknesses. So in terms of Azole, I used to know them when they were assistant facilitators at the center. I didn't know that they are also passionate about business. I only got to know after they've started with their business. So what happened is that in their menu, one of their menus, like they used to call their menus according to clothing brands and labels, right? Mm-hmm. So when I go to their business, they were having, for example, I don't know if it's okay to mention some of the brands.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, they used to have Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and everything like that as part of their menu. Then I go to them, I was like, come on, guys, we are local. How about you have one of my clothing brands as part of your menu? Let's have Bem Kota, since you guys are also selling Kota, let's have Bem Kota Kwinya and have it at this match so that I can also be closer to you in terms of assisting you when it comes to advising about numbers, since I have a background of accounting. So that's basically how our relationship started. I just came to their businesses, supported them, then I was like, no, guys, I can't be eating Gucci whereas I'm in Alexandra. How about I eat Bem by any means?
No, this is amazing. This is a very interesting innovation. I never thought of food, being given food label. I mean, you know, when you imagine you get into a restaurant, you look at your peruse of the menu, you know, the Gucci's and what. So you, Azole, your view was part of your menu offering, your food items were named before or your name after clothing brands. How did you get to that point?
Okay, first of all, our core product that we sell at the shop is something that we innovated. So we wanted to continue with that concept of being innovative and creative.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted people when they come to our shop or when they hear about our shop, we leave a mark that they will always remember, something that is different from other shops or other restaurants, something that they will go with and remember about us.
So you guys are selling quarters and fat cakes. What else is in your menu? Just give us a whole menu.
We have wings, pap, steak, and vors.
Okay, and who are your main client?
We are surrounded by two sports grounds and three schools. They are our biggest customers, and then we have locals, and then we're also available on Uber Eats and Mr. D for those who are out of range.
Okay, that's quite innovative. And what is it that Kokecho did to persuade you to drop the Gucci type of labeling on your food items? To go to what did you call it? Called Ben Kota or your Ben Guinea? What is Ben? Pesh, maybe take us through that, Kokecho. You persuaded him to move away from Gucci's and the type and try and align his products with your brand, which is a very interesting combination. And he said, move away from Gucci's of this world, get to Luca Lesleke type of stuff, in that let's look at Ben Carter. Who's Ben? Is Ben part of your product? Take us through that. Why?
Oh, so it's actually BAM. Actually, the head that I'm wearing is
BAM.
BAM. So it's BAM by any means. So he's also wearing it.
So BAM, so, by any yes. means. Okay. So
yeah.
Yeah, please proceed.
I was saying that's particularly the name of my brand, which is Luca. And then I was also intrigued by... I mean, they were also intrigued by naming their menus with local brands. So they continue to go around the location to see, okay, how about we go and look for other brands that are also visible within the township so that we can name our quarters with these brands. So on their menu, you'll find now, as we speak, there's a variety of local brands named after each and every quarter with a variety of prices. So mine currently is... the second expensive one within their menu.
So what is the most expensive quarter on the menu?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not good. Go ahead, Azole.
Sorry?
If BAM, by all means, a brand, assume the second highest item from your menu, what's the first one?
The first one is also a local brand called Heineken.
Okay, no, that's... I think we get a gist. And I'm sure the listeners are quite intrigued by your innovation. I welcome your thoughts. Our SMS line is 061-895-1019. These gentlemen are very entrepreneurial, very skillful, very chic, and very refreshing. So, I mean, I like the idea of linking one's brand to items that are sold, because this somehow grow together. Because if BAM, which means by all means, if necessary, which is a brand managed by Kokecho, and partnering with Azole, who is a mentee operating in the eatery world, they've got menu, and these menus are named after local brands, which is very fascinating. I want to hear your thoughts. 086-1895-1019, and please, this is one useful innovation that perhaps maybe can be replicated. You'll never know. We'll never know. But let's proceed on that beautiful note. So take me through, Kokecho. I graduate from Tshwane in the field of accounting. Your relationship with Azole, what is it? What is that you do every time when you meet? Do you meet weekly? Do you meet daily? Do you meet monthly? Is there structure in your conversation? And how do you know if Azole is heeding to your call? How do you know if Azole is listening? And how do you know if Azole is doing what you as a mentor are providing strategic guidance to? How do you manage the relationship from that end?
Okay, with me and Azola, currently we made it a norm to meet once a week, of which for the past months we were able to meet twice within a week, whereby we're also preparing for the business summit that was happening on the previous weekend. So every time when we meet, it's always about business, and then I was always like intrigued with their innovation of coming with actually what is called Kota Kwinya. So Kota Kwinya is something that is new. I've started seeing it with them, and then like it's something that's coming as a disruptive product to the quarter and slime market. Because of what they do, these guys, that they bake a big fat cake, ne? Mm-hmm. And then within this fat cake, they're able to put the likes of Viennas within, they're able to put all those sorts of Russians, baker patties, and everything like that. So every time I meet with them, like, we get to exchange ideas in terms of innovations. And then what I give back to them is that I always advise them when it comes to financial aspects. In terms of, okay, guys, this is, for an example, when it comes to POS, payment online solutions, so I also recommend to them, okay, guys, since me, SKS Fashion Planet, I've been using this machine and it's working, their rates is low and it's working productively for me. How about you guys also incorporate it within your business? And I also advise in terms of how they can manage their business finances. Write down everything. After writing down everything, how do you do your basic income statement? How do you do your basic financial position? So this is kind of relationship that we're having in and out. They are also giving me the innovative side. Are also giving back in terms of the financial aspects.
Now, that's a very useful relationship of mutual interest. So, because one of the biggest item as an entrepreneur is about branding. Who is supporting, obviously, Azole, Kokech, obviously, you already have established your own brand. And how old is your brand? And how is Azole, you know, benefiting from your brand in terms of where it is now?
Okay, my brand is currently 2021 to now. I think it's currently 3 years old now. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the traffic, like, I'm willing to also bring the market audience that I have to Azola to see everyone who's saving my brand within the township. Every time they go to Azola wearing my clothing brand, they get a certain discount. So I'm directing my traffic to him also.
And how's it been for you, Azola?
It has been great. It has been amazing. He also forgot to mention that he's the one who got us a big client in Sentin, a corporate business that ordered, that asked us to cater for them.
Okay. This is quite useful. I mean, it's very interesting to see a young folks from Alexandra penetrating the market from a food point of view, but also from merchandise. I mean, I like your brand. It's quite fresh. RAM as in Baomi, BAM as in BAM, which means by all means. Okay. And which I hope for your sake, by all means does not mean being unethical, because business, as you proceed, you have to do things correctly. You have to advise them, correctly in terms of how they are compliant with SARS, how they're compliant with the entire value chain of business. So in that way, you're likely to take them up. And as always, you've been quite fortunate to have somebody like Kokecho, who is locally based, understand the local dynamics, and is prepared to help you to formalize your business. And I think this kind of relationship is very useful. Parting shot for you on your side, Kokich. What are your parting shot for a listener who's listening? This kind of relationship.
Pardon?
What is your parting shot to? What sort of message would you convey to the listener who obviously have listened this beautiful relationship that you are sharing with Azole, who is your mentee?
What I can say to listener, I've learned a new word also on the business summit this week, which is co-opt, in terms of seeing, instead of seeing each other as a competition, we should see ourselves as people who can literally lend a hand to one another and help each other to grow. So each and every person.
Collaboration, that's it. That's the new word for it. You collaborate. You know, you can compete, but you can also collaborate. Okay, beautiful. As all your parting shot?
I would like to say to the listeners that the business journey is not an easy journey. You need all the help that you can get, and you can't know everything. You can't be a jack of all trades. So you can try to get all the help that you can get. People who see things differently from you, people who can see things that you cannot see. So yeah, getting mentors is very important in the business industry.
And thank you very much, colleagues. We're going to have to leave it here. It's been absolutely beautiful. Azoli, I like your mental attitude. That will stand you in good stead in future. And Kokecho, I really like your business intellect. It will certainly also make you a huge brand in no time. Unfortunately, let's leave it here. It has been absolutely beautiful. Thanks for sharing. And enjoy yourself.